do not lie to yourself. We have to be honest about what we want and take risks rather than lie to ourselves and make excuses to stay in our comfort zone. Roy T. Bennett.
Welcome to Through My Lens with Clay Daly.
Good day, good night, good morning. I am back for another episode of Through My Lens. And this episode, I would like to discuss the idea of staying in one's comfort zone and what that potentially can do to harm your creative potential. Now, as I always say, I am not your guru. So this is actually what I consider to be ideal for myself, and hopefully this will apply to you. The one thing I think we as creatives often do, or I should say, the one thing I feel we do when I see others, is that we get stuck in a rut. We hope that a style that we create is something we get known for, and therefore that becomes the comfort zone that we stay in. Now, if you'd stay in a comfort zone, you'll never evolve. You'll stay in that mode of creating work that perhaps has already been created. And since it's comfortable for you, you actually will never excel and become better at it. Now, if you have a large following, it's easy to just be told by the people who follow you that you're doing great. And so it's a cycle that sort of perpetuates itself. Because no one wants to tell someone who is extremely popular that what they're doing is not good enough, because, well, everyone else is already telling them that they're doing great work. Now, if this one person does tell you that you're doing work that is rather repetitive, boring, and very humdrum, that person comes across as being a hater. I think that if you're an extremely popular person and you get told by someone that the work that you're producing is boring, I would take that as a wake-up call and perhaps look at the work that is being created. Maybe it is boring. And of course, if you're in your comfort zone, you have blinders on. You won't see it. You're basically just sort of in automatic mode, like some sort of a drone creating endless copies of work that was produced prior. You become a sort of a copy of your previous self. Now, this copy is sort of like a game of telephone. The message changes by the end of the call. You no longer are the vibrant artist you were once before. You are now just an echo of the prior, previous self. I don't mean to come across as preachy. That's the one thing that I really, really strive not to do with any of the things I create. But I do want to emphasize that the comfort zone is sort of like a grave that you make for yourself, a tomb, is that how you say it? A tomb that you create for yourself. It's a cocoon to shield yourself from expanding beyond the walls that you have put up around you. But in order to become better, in order to evolve, you must break past this wall. It's like a love life. A love life that has walls will never fully expand beyond the little cocoon that was built by the love life. Yeah, kind of went kooky there. Love life. Why are we talking about love lives? Break those walls down. Expand past your comfort zone. Love life. Where did I come up with the love lives? Currently, I would consider myself a person who is ever expanding beyond my comfort zone, always reaching for the next comfort zone to conquer, and not my comfort zones, because there are always comfort zones that are outside of my reach. They're uncomfortable zones that I occupy and make comfort zones. And then therefore, once I conquer the comfort zone, I seek for more ground, more comfort zones to conquer. Currently, the edge of a comfort zone I'm approaching is one of portrait photography. And currently, I am doing the work with people I know, but I'm finding ways to reach out to people I don't know. And there is the edge of discomfort zone, working with people I don't know. I will admit, it's very exciting thinking about working with people I don't know, creating work that is compelling with people I don't know, directing people who I don't know. It's really getting my juices flowing. So I say, conquer your comfort zone and move past it. Don't live in it. Don't dwell in it. You do not want to become an echo of your prior self. So this introverted photographer, creator, artist, yeah, I just called myself an artist, because I create art, is trying to find ways of expanding outwards to conquer extroverted genres of photography, of creation. This podcast, for instance, is one of those endeavors. Doing the podcast is definitely outside of my comfort zone. I feel extremely vulnerable doing this podcast, doing all of my podcasts. But this one is quite personal to me. And it feels like I'm always exposing myself, always putting myself out there with this podcast, especially when there are other photographers who I admire who do podcasts, and I am forever trying to impress them. But guess what? I'm actually going to move out of this comfort zone of trying to impress them and not caring anymore. I don't care to impress, only care to improve. So that's another comfort zone that I've just conquered. I am here to improve. And if you're ready to go on this journey with me, let's improve. Do yourself a favor. Get outside of your comfort zone. Figure out how to conquer the next comfort zone. And once you do conquer it, do not dwell in it. Move on. Evolve. So I would like to thank the supporters of Through My Lens. Truly happy that you guys are supporting me. And if you would like to support me, you dear listeners, you could also support me by going to cwdaily.com/support. That's cwdaily.com/support. Any donation is greatly appreciated. There's a 99 cent per month. I'd gladly accept that. Thank you so much. If you do decide to, and if you can't donate, you could always share the episodes far and wide with everyone. I really appreciate you. I thank you. And you will hear me in the next episode. Ciao. Tot later. The comfort zone is a psychological state in which one feels familiar, safe, at ease, and secure. You never change your life until you step outside of your comfort zone. Change begins at the end of your comfort zone. Roy T. Bennett. Comfort zone.